All right, welcome back to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. I'm excited you're here because we are doing a 1 month update on my goal to post 365 pieces of content, a piece of content every single day for 2023. So let's give you the update and jump into it. Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launchpad for the beauty business of your dreams. So like I said in the intro, this is the 1 month update of posting 365 pieces of content for the year of 2023. And you might be thinking to yourself, Mark, we're not even past, like we're halfway through January. We're not even, we're in the second week of January. How have you already done a month of posting content in 2023? No, I'm not a time traveler. Like as cool as that would be, I actually just started a month early. I started in December. December 6th is when I started because I'm just like, you know what? New Year's resolutions are great, but why wait? Let's just start going now. Let's start building up these habits. Let's start moving forward while I'm motivated and take advantage of that motivation because that's the biggest thing. When it comes to our New Year's resolution, guys, it's all about taking advantage of when we're motivated to keep that going. Because if we're waiting till Monday or next week or next month or whatever it is, it's going to be likely that you're not going to have that motivation. And so take advantage while you have the motivation now and try and build up the discipline and the habits so you can continue going because the motivation is going to fade. It's going to wane. That's just part of the process. And so we just have to work through that. And so keep that in mind. Like 12 months is a long time. 365 days is a long time. As fast as last year flew by and the year before that was really, really fast too. Seems like time is just speeding up. It's still a lot to make sure that you're moving forward and progressing because if you don't take advantage of your time, it's just gonna fly past and you're gonna look back on the year and be like, what did I accomplish? Like, I have nothing to show for this past year. I don't know if you felt like that, but I've kind of felt like that in like the past couple of years. I've done a lot in my business and I've done a lot of things to improve myself and my personal growth and things like that, but I still feel like I don't have a ton to show for it. And I've noticed that it really comes down to consistency. Consistency is the biggest thing. And that's why I made this such a crucial, fundamental part of my goals in 2023. Like really, like this is one of my main goals, like one of my only goals for 2023 is posting 365 pieces of content because I know it's like a keystone resolution. Like everything's going to build off of this. Like my business is going to improve. I'm going to be able to reach more people. I'm going to make more money because of it. I'm going to be a better communicator. I'm going to be more confident. I'm going to know my audience better. So I can sell to them in, you know, more effectively and provide more value. Like there's so many things that go into it. And also it's building up that discipline and building up those good habits because everything comes down to discipline. And that's what I'm noticing is just that, you know, instead of making an excuse for not seeing the results that I was wanting, I'm looking at them dead in the eye and just being like, okay, like, you know where you're coming up short. And so instead of making excuses, let's just tackle these head on and let's put a plan in place that you can implement and make sure that you're hitting your goals no matter what. That's really how I'm approaching things. And I think it's going to make for my best year yet, especially in business. No, best year yet, period. Because I can already tell. Because I really started implementing these things in December, like I was saying, not with only posting content, but also just being consistent and showing up in a certain way and focusing on my relationship with my wife. And I'm already seeing a huge benefit in that. Like our relationship's improving. I'm more excited about the future. Like for a long time there, like it was hard to stay motivated and excited for the future because it just seemed like it seemed like an uphill battle. Is the best way to put it. Like there were so many things that were kind of working against me, it felt like, but at the same time, like it really comes down to, again, me not showing up in a way to really help myself. Like I was, you know, I'm going back to a piece of content that I posted not too long ago about talking about how I want this level 10 life, but I was showing up as a level 4 or a level 5, whatever it is, right? Like there was that disconnect between the life and the goals that I had and how I was showing up. And that's, you know, that was prevalent in the past 2 years. And I was inconsistent with this podcast. I was inconsistent with posting, you know, like I was looking at my Instagram, and I think before I started this, I had had like 100 posts over from December 2020 till December of 2022. I posted 100 times. and if I look at my Instagram now, I think I'm at 120. So like I've already done like a quarter of what I've posted in 2 years in a month, right? Like just to kind of put things in perspective. And I haven't posted every single day to Instagram. My focus has been more about TikTok and focusing on growing that, because I feel like there's more opportunity there. I feel like it's a better traffic source, because that's just really how I see Instagram, is that it's a visibility thing. It's a traffic source that's going to lead to other things. It's going to lead them to my email list. It's going to lead them to my free trainings. It's going to lead them to my paid programs, right? It's all about getting more eyeballs. And we're going to talk about this in the podcast, but I'm noticing that it's getting harder and harder to really get that with Instagram. And that could 100% be my strategy. It could 100% be, you know, how I'm approaching things, or maybe I just don't have the right audience. Like I felt like I've done pretty well with cultivating the right audience, but I feel like there is something up with the algorithm. There's been something up with the algorithm for a long time. But then again, you see these people who are getting millions of views on their reels or hundreds of thousands of likes and whatever else. And so it's just like, it's finding that balance. And really, more than anything, I've talked about this before, my expectations going into this, it isn't for the likes, it isn't for the follows, it isn't for these other things. Yes, those are a great indicator that you're making progress and that you're resonating with people and things are working, but that's not my end-all be-all. And my end-all be-all is just who I'm going to be at the end of the year, who I'm going to be, the discipline, and I know everything else is going to fall into place when I do these things. And so like those are just a bonus. That's just the cherry on top. I'm not getting fixated on those things, and I'm not letting that dictate whether or not I keep going, is really what it comes down to. So let's jump into the 1 month update. Let's talk about the progress I've made, the things I'm noticing, and what I'm going to be doing moving forward. So on December 6th, 2022 was when I officially decided, okay, I'm going to post every single day. And I didn't post every single day because I'm like, I'm going to post every single day in 2023. So I missed a few days. Where's my phone? Hold on. I'm going to grab my phone and I'm going to see how many times I posted. Hold on. Okay. I'm back. I got my phone. I'm back. Let's see. So if I jump on TikTok, so let's see, from December 6th, I posted 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 27 times. So almost, I missed 3 days essentially, because I'm recording this on January 6th. So it's like to the month, to the day, right? Is that how many days? I'm like counting the days now, pulling on my calendar. We're getting really technical here. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Yeah. So I missed 4 days. I missed 4 days of posting. Cause I gave myself a little bit of leeway, cause I'm like, you know what, 2023, that's what my goal is for. I just wanted to build up some momentum beforehand. But can you see, I'm already making excuses for myself. Like, you got to be aware of these things, right? Like we're constantly making excuses and we're justifying our actions. And so keep in mind, why you're not doing the things that you're doing or the justifications that you're making. Because another goal that I had is to lose the last 5 remaining pounds that I was hoping for to hit my goal weight. And so I'm like, okay, starting 2023, I'm going to do it. So I started fasting again. I started doing the alternate day fasting, and yesterday was my second fast day in a row, I guess, is in a week, I guess is probably a good way to put it. And come 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh man, there's a good chance that I break it. But you know, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to hold out for a little bit longer. Those hunger pangs finally settled and I ended up finishing out the rest of the day, but I was this close. I was so close to just giving up. But you know, we're constantly justifying like, you're doing great. You know what? Like, it's okay. Like, things happen, whatever else, like you're doing awesome. And even today, like I posted some content onto Instagram, but it took, I mean, like a text graphic, and it really took up a lot of time and kind of killed the momentum for my day. And so even today, jumping on this podcast, that's another goal, is to post 52 episodes this year. And it was hard for me to show up for this podcast because, again, it's just, you know, you find it's easy to fall back into your old habits and routine. So it's constantly pushing past that because those are so ingrained. And so it's going to take some work to get past those, but it's going to get to a point where it just gets easier and it becomes second nature. And it's just a part of what you do, right? Like now when I wake up first thing in the morning, I'm going straight to the gym. I let the dogs out. I get ready for the gym and I go to the gym. It's not even a thing. Like, it's not even a questioning of, do I want to, or do I not? It's just part of my routine, is a habit now. And so that's what's going to happen with these different things that you're working on. But just know there's going to be resistance there. And you might start out really, really strong, like I did. You know, I'm a month into this now and I'm already like a month's pretty good. But like, even just, this is like a crucial point, I feel like, is that 30-day mark to keep going. If you can get past that 30 days, then I feel like it's that much easier, right? And so again, let's jump into it. So I posted 27 out of the 31 days. And so far for the 6 days of January, I have posted every single day. So we're good. I'm consistent there. But from December 6th to January 6th, I posted 27 times. And so when I posted my first post on December 6th, I took a screenshot actually, and I'm looking at the screenshot now, and my stats are this. So I had 31 followers. This is on TikTok. I had 31 followers and 222 likes. And so granted, I had posted a few times before this and gotten a few followers from those posts, but they weren't very consistent. It was like maybe once a week, once every other week for like the, maybe in November kind of thing. But before that, it was like non-existent. So like it's basically me building a fresh profile, a fresh account from scratch. And so that's kind of what we're dealing with here. And that's what's kind of exciting, because I can share this journey along with you and you can really see the steps I'm taking and how I'm growing this. But it's all going to come down to consistency. And I just have to keep reminding myself that it's not going to be this big home run thing. Like, there might be something that takes off and goes viral, but not to get discouraged if it doesn't happen on my own time frame, right? So 31 followers, 222 likes. As of today, as of last night, I passed the 100 follower mark. So I'm at 102 followers and 1,091 likes. That's a big difference. So from 31 followers to 102 followers and 222 likes to 1,091 likes. So big difference. Like, I know these numbers don't seem crazy, but like, it's progress. Like, you, like in TikTok has this graph of like your followers and your views and things like that. And you can see it's just a trend upward. And so it's almost like a compounding thing, right? Compound interest is one of it's like the eighth wonder of the world, is what Albert Einstein said, because it's building off of itself, right? 8 and 8 is 16, 16 is 32, 64, 128, you know, 256, whatever, right? It goes on from there. Like, it just keeps building and building and building and building. And it's, I like to equate it to a snowball. It starts out small, but it keeps building and rolling and rolling, and it's picking up more snow as it goes along, and it's just sucking everything up, right? Until it gets to a point where it's going downhill and there's nothing that's going to stop it. And that's really what I see my content strategy is, just that it's going to have a life of its own at some point, because I'm going to be consistent and it's going to pay off. So let's talk about my strategy and how I've been showing up, the types of content I've been posting, and really what's equated to me hitting that 100 follower mark and the 1,000 like mark, right? I feel like those are decent milestones. I'm going to pat myself on the back. So really, my strategy has been simple. I know my audience. I know their pain points because I've been doing this for 2 years and I've been speaking with students and I've seen what they struggled with and I see what has gotten good results in the past. So I'm kind of just doubling down on that, and I'm speaking to their pain points and I'm speaking to the things that excite them, the tips and tricks that might get them a quick win. And so that's why I've just been focusing on. I'm like, here are three things for you to launch your first online course, or here are three things to, you know, build an email list, whatever. Here's what to do if you're letting imposter syndrome get in the way, like things like that, right? Like I'm just doing videos on that. And so I've been posting, like, depending on the length, most of the time I'll post both to TikTok and Instagram. But sometimes if the videos are a little bit longer, I'll just post them to TikTok and not to Instagram, because Instagram has a 90-second limit before it just considers it like a normal video, I guess, and not a reel. Where TikTok, I think you can go up to 10 minutes. And so I've still posted videos that are longer than 90 seconds, but I'm going to talk about that later as well, as far as like what I'm going to be trying to accomplish moving forward. But most of the time, if it's longer than a minute 30, I'm just probably going to post it to TikTok, because that's my main focus. Instagram is kind of secondary. With Instagram, I still do want to show up on my stories and connect that way and be more authentic and let that connection happen with my audience, with the know, like, and trust. And so that's still a priority. But when I say posting 365 pieces of content, I'm mostly talking about Instagram. I mean, TikTok, excuse me. So keep that in mind. And so really just everything is just about being authentic. So I'm showing up after the gym with messy hair. I'm showing up fresh out of the shower and my hair is still drying. I'm showing up when I'm not ready. I'm showing up in my car. I'm just trying to switch things up. So if I'm doing a video in my office or outside, or if I'm on a walk or whatever else, I'm trying to create variation in the content too, so it's not the same thing over and over again, so people aren't going to get bored with things as well, especially like my followers, if they're seeing my videos over and over again, or different videos from me, I should say. So I try and keep things fresh. And one of the things that I've noticed, one of the biggest things, is that views have been going up in chunks. It's like new baselines are constantly created. And so I feel like I missed the point where TikTok was just, you were getting so many views so easily. I feel like they've changed their algorithm, so it's a little bit different. And that's not to say like we missed the opportunity. Like, there's still so much opportunity. It's just going to take more work, is really what I'm seeing it as. But I'm seeing that the views go up in chunks. Like, there's new baselines. So when I started posting consistently, 150, 200 views, like, that was kind of the baseline. Like, my videos really wouldn't go up past that point. Like, once it hit that number, it kind of stayed there. And then finally, it would just bump up to a new baseline. So now my new baseline after a month is about 400, like 400, 430, sometimes 450. Like, so that's now the new baseline. So now I'm hoping that maybe it'll jump up to 600 or 700, 800, 500, whatever it is. Like, I think it's just going to incrementally keep moving up. And then over time, you know, I'm hitting 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, right? Like, it's just embracing that consistency. And that's maybe what TikTok is looking for, is consistency. Because also too, the algorithm's trying to figure out like who are you speaking to? Who is your audience? Like, who's going to resonate with this most? And so it's going to take some time fine tuning those things and seeing who resonates and who doesn't. And so, yeah, I've noticed that there's a new baseline that we're hitting, and it's about 400. Hopefully we can get to 500 and beyond. I'll keep you updated with the next month update. So my strategy moving forward is just to keep being consistent, doing what I'm doing, showing up authentically, talking about the pain points and what you can do, sharing tips and tricks. But also, I'm going to start incorporating more student wins and showing social proof to really establish my authority, as I know what I'm talking about, right? Instead of just some random guy who's pulling up on your For You page, I'm someone who's like, oh, this guy automatically is like an expert because he's proving with the social proof, like he's showing student results. So that means like he knows what he's talking about, and I'm going to listen more intently, or, you know, be more likely to follow him in the future. And so that's going to be a big thing that I'm focusing on moving forward. I'm also going to be testing out kind of like a new content style strategy of, I guess a new structure is probably a better way to put it, of, so I just wrote this down today. And so I'm looking at my notebook. And so I wrote like a hook, and then social proof and story, a tip, and then a call to action. Like, that's the baseline structure. So the hook is like, here are three tips to have a successful online beauty course launch. Like, that's your hook. And then you can be like, and then you go into the social proof, like, here's so-and-so who did this, follow this exact same strategy. She had an amazing result. And I'm going to share you the exact same strategy that she did right here. And then, you know, maybe you can incorporate a story with that or not, and then go into the tip. And then finally a call to action, which is like, hey, if you like this content, make sure you like and subscribe and share this with someone else or whatever else. So that's going to be the structure I'm going to be testing out and see if it's working, grabbing people's attention. So hooking them, social proof and or story, giving the tip, and then a call to action. That's the basic structure. So you can apply that as well. Let me know if it's working for you. I think it's going to be pretty beneficial. So there's that. And then, so that's for TikTok. I'm going to be doing this on Instagram as well, but also on Instagram, I'm going to be posting a variety of content types and not just reels. My reels are just really not performing on Instagram. Like I'm only getting like 15 likes or something like that and not a ton of engagement. Again, that's not my main priority. That's not my main focus, but it's still something to be aware of, right? It's still a benchmark to follow and see what's working and what's not. And so I'm going to try delivering the same information, but just with a different packaging. This is really what it comes down to. So like earlier today, I posted a text carousel talking about how, pulling it up here, how being a perfectionist is keeping you stuck. And so far, like it's getting better engagement than I was getting on my reels, which is funny, right? Because Instagram was pushing for reels so hard. But like even before this, like I was noticing when I would post graphics and things like that, like they would kind of perform better than just like my reels of me talking to the camera. So we'll see how that's going. I'll keep you updated with everything else like that. But so far, that's doing pretty good. So I'm going to be posting photos of myself. I'm going to be talking about like my why. I'm going to be showing my day. I'm going to be doing these different things, again, to build connection. So a variety of content types that I'm going to be posting on Instagram since TikTok only allows you to do videos. So here are my biggest takeaways so far on what I've noticed with this past month, and I want to share those with you. So one of the biggest takeaways that I've seen is that it's easier to create content than I was making it out to be. Like, yes, the first few days, they're a little awkward, just like anything. But after that, like it was getting pretty easy to just have it be part of your routine, your schedule, at least for me. And so like the more that I did it, the more it was just becoming second nature. And the more it was, I guess the easier it was for me to come up with ideas as well. And like I stopped overthinking things and I guess I was being more aware of the content that I was consuming as well and seeing like, oh, that caught my attention. Maybe I could do a spin on that for my audience as well, right? Like I was looking for inspiration in different ways where I wasn't before, where I was just strictly a consumer. I was just consuming content and I wasn't in that creator mindset. And so it's nice having that switch, right? And constantly be formulating ideas. And the way that I process and keep track of my ideas is that I'm using Notion. Notion is just like an all-in-one platform. It's really whatever you want it to be. Like it's how I structure my business. It's how I come up with my course outlines. I made a freaking Christmas list with a bunch of links that I sent to my wife that was like, it was organized by category and different things like that. Yeah, I'm a nerd. But I also have like a database of ideas. And this is where I come up with, like, I write my podcast outlines and bullet points and things like that. But I also have like a content publishing calendar where I'll make a quick note of an idea. I'll give it like a content type where it's going to be delivered and what day I'm going to post it on. Like I can get really organized in that. And so anytime an idea comes up, like a lot of times an idea will pop up while I'm on the treadmill at the gym in the morning, or maybe in the shower or whatever else, I'll just quickly jot it down either on my phone or they've got an app on your computer, you know, whatever's handy. And so I'm constantly just making sure that I'm not losing the idea, losing the inspiration and taking note of it. Because I think we like to trick ourselves into thinking like, oh, I'll remember that. Like I got a great memory. Like I can remember that no problem. But that doesn't always work like that. So I want to make sure that I'm taking advantage of that inspiration when it's hitting. And so I'm constantly taking notes of that. And so yes, it's easier to create content than I was making it out to be. It's just getting past that, you know, it's like 3 days for me. After that third day, I'm like, okay, I got this. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep creating content. Even if I was creating old content that I posted a year or two ago, I didn't care. It's just a matter of just getting that muscle and getting into the swing of things. And then the last thing that I have written down here is that no, there were no major jumps or leaps in growth when it comes to likes and followers. Although I did see, like I've kind of seen a little consistent uptick in followers on Instagram, even though like my engagement's not the best. Like I'm still getting followers. Like, you know, I'll get a couple here or there, you know, throughout the week, like every other day or so I'll get a couple. And so that's been interesting, even though like my engagement's been the best on Instagram, it's still growing. And so I'm not making these major jumps and leaps in growth, but it's consistent. And I'm seeing that especially on TikTok. It's consistently on this upward trend like I talked about. And so it's really just being in it for the long haul. And I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, and it's just kind of, now it's just reinforcing that. Like I'm seeing it, I'm able to see like a visual representation of it, like by looking at the graphs that TikTok has based off of like your analytics, and you can see what progress you're making. And sometimes when you're making these small incremental steps, these baby steps, it's hard to wrap your brain around that you are actually making progress, because you don't feel like anything's really changed. But I have to keep reminding myself, and I want to give this reminder to you as well, is that what you're doing today, it's not going to take effect. You're not going to see the results of that thing really for another 3 months, 6 months, maybe even a year from now, right? And so what you're doing now is benefiting the future version of yourself, which is a way to always think about things. Like, it's delaying that gratification. That instant gratification is you eating that chocolate, that piece of chocolate cake. You're like, oh, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be delicious. But a month from now, you're like, oh, that was a bad choice. I've been eating those, you know, pieces of chocolate cake consistently now, and I'm getting a little pudgy. Like, that's just how it works, right? Like, the instant gratification is always going to hurt in the long run. So if we can delay that gratification, it's going to be better off for us. Like, the things that take time are always the most beneficial, and they're always the most impactful, and it's always the thing that's the most worthwhile. And so I have to keep reminding myself of that. And I hope you can take that into account as well, that we live in a world of instant gratification. We're constantly refreshing our feed on social media. We're constantly looking for something to keep us entertained, because we can't sit still in line at Starbucks. We have to, you know, have our attention somewhere. We can't just sit there and be present and see what's going on and, you know, take in the scenery or see what other people are doing. You know, like, we're constantly needing this stimulation, and it's leading to us wanting instant results, and that's setting us up for failure. And so just be aware of that, that this is a long-term strategy. Like, as much as I would love for me to be like, guys, I went viral, I got 100,000 followers, this is how you can do it, because I would make a lot of money teaching that. But I know that's just not sustainable. I would rather teach you principles, is really what it comes down to. Foundational principles that you can build off of, regardless of whatever's trending, whatever app's popular, or anything else like that. Like, once you can take these principles and apply them in every aspect of your business. And that's what I truly believe in. Like, I'm not looking for this get rich quick or whatever's popular thing, because that's not sustainable. I'm looking for something that's going to last over the long term. And that's what I'm sharing with you. And so I hope you can appreciate that. And I can hope you can not get sucked into the glitz and the glamour and the highlight reels that you see online, because where are those people going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Recessions are, you know, the recession is probably right around the corner, depending on, on, you know, what data points you look at. But like, things are probably going to get a little bit rough here in 2023, as far as economics go. And those people that were those, you know, quick win kind of people that just got lucky in a sense, or figured out a way to, you know, catch onto a trend and not build their business off of principles, they're really going to struggle in 2023, and they might not be around. Like, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to be in business because it gets hard, and they haven't built that muscle, that perseverance, that resiliency that's needed when things get tough. Because I keep hearing this saying, this phrase, that easy times make soft men and hard times make strong men. And we've been going through an easy period. Like, things have been so easy for us, and it's made us soft as a society, right? And so, like, for a lot of people, they have never been through a recession. Like, for me, I kind of went through one, like, in 2008, 2009, but I just graduated high school, so I wasn't feeling like the full effect of it. But most people, like, it's been years since we've had, you know, a downturn like this that's probably coming up. And so it's going to be a gut check for a lot of people, and things might get a little bit tight. But it's in these moments when we can stand up and be a leader for those people. We can be a leader for our audience and show them the path and show them a way to keep going, because people are going to be looking for inspiration. Like, these hard times, people look for someone to guide them. They look for that authority figure, and that can be you. So see this as an opportunity. I know I'm going on a tangent because that's what we do on this podcast. And now I'm starting to whisper. I think I'm starting to whisper more and more in each podcast. But be the leader, be the authority, because that's ultimately what this comes down to, is you building your personal brand. That's why we're doing this social media thing. That's why we're showing up consistently. And that's why we're trying to be authentic. And like, that's why we're trying to build this know, like, and trust, because we want to establish ourselves as an authority. And doing that, it's not always going to be the easiest things. And there are going to be times where you're going to question whether or not you've got what it takes. And you're going to be like, man, things are really tough out there. And you're going to question if you can keep going. But your audience is going to start depending on you as that leader. And they're going to need someone to lean on. So you can be that person, and you can show them the way, and you can show them and teach them skill sets so they can be better. And you can teach them better mindsets so they can flourish in these times, right? Because in these economic downturns, this is where the most money is made, right? Like that's the craziest thing that's about this, is that, you know, logically it makes sense for us to buy low and sell high, but when it's affecting us, it's right in front of our face, like logic goes out the door and we base things off of emotion. And so if we can kind of try and mentally prepare ourselves for that and just remind ourselves, like, this is great. Things are on sale. Let's double down on this. Like, let's make our brand even more, you know, even more impactful. Let's start investing. Let's start doing these different things. You know, maybe real estate will start correcting itself as well and start coming down. And so that's going to be an opportunity as well. It's just putting ourselves in a position to take advantage of these times, because it's going to pay off years in advance. And so I see this as an exciting time. And I hopefully if you've been worried about this, like, you can kind of see some light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe this is a little bit of a reframe for you to kind of be excited about the future as well. So, man, that was a tangent. That really was like left field, but brand. Everything's about brand at this point. That's going to be my focus for this year. That's actually the word and the theme for this year, is brand for the business side of things. That's my word of the year, is brand. So that's why I'm focusing on 365 pieces of content, 52 episodes of the podcast, and just serving you at the highest level possible. So that's my 1 month update. I'll probably do a 2 month update. We'll see how consistently I'm updating everything, but I think hopefully it's entertaining for you guys to see the progress, and you can see, you know, how consistency really does pay off, is really what it comes down to. So thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it on Instagram, take a screenshot, make sure to tag me. The more people that see this, the better off it's going to be. We can get this message out there, and really, I wouldn't complain. Like, it would be awesome if you shared this with other people. So I appreciate you. Also, if you haven't reviewed the podcast, that makes a huge difference too. So take a second, jump over, leave a review. It really helps. And yeah, I'm done asking for stuff. You guys are great. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.